the name of the crucified and risen one. Amen. Please be seated. So throughout Holy Week and into Easter season, we are reflecting on a theme, be like Jesus. On Maundy Thursday, Jesus washed his disciples' feet and gave them a new commandment of love and said, I have set you an example. Jesus wanted us to be like him in love and in service. Then on Good Friday, we acknowledge that Jesus realized on that day he had done all that he could do. He was in a situation he could not change. So he accepted reality. He cried out, it is finished, and surrendered his life to God. Sometimes being like Jesus means accepting the things we cannot change. Like Jesus, we may at times have to surrender our lives and the world and those we love into God's hands and say, God, you take it from here, trusting that God will do everything God can do to help. On Holy Saturday, Jesus was buried. His friends and his family felt great grief. Grief is the price of love. It is painful, but it is worth it. Being like Jesus means taking the risk to love deeply, even though it means we may grieve deeply. And then at the Easter Vigil last night, we read the Easter story from Matthew's Gospel. Matthew, interestingly, is the only gospel in which people witnessed the resurrection in real time. It was quite a scene. The women felt the earthquake. They saw an angel roll the stone away. The angel said, "Do not be afraid," which was ridiculous because they were all terrified. Jesus met the women again and said, "Do not be afraid," and it did not help. Jesus scared people sometimes in his ministry and at Easter. And if we are to be followers of Jesus, there may be times when we need to be a little scary. Do so much good in the world, it makes evil shake in its boots. So be like Jesus and frighten. And so here we are on Easter Sunday morning. We just read from John's Gospel. Mary found the tomb empty. She assumed the body of Jesus had been stolen. Through tear-stained eyes, she saw a gardener. It was Jesus, but she did not recognize him. And notice the first thing Jesus said to her. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? The first words out of the mouth of the risen Christ on Easter Sunday were a question. Two questions, in fact. Now, Jesus knew the answers to both, most likely, but he asked them anyway. Jesus asked lots of questions, over 300 in the Gospels. He asked obvious questions. When people tried to trap him in a discussion about taxes, Jesus asked, "Whose portrait is this on the coin? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." He asked rhetorical questions. If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? He asked thoughtful questions. Why do you worry about clothes? Sometimes he answered his question with a question. If God so clothes the grass of the field, will God not clothe you, you of little faith? He asked frustrated questions like, to what can I compare this generation? He used questions to get to the point. Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He used questions to define his purpose. How can anyone enter a strong man's house unless you first tie up the strong man? In other words, the world was in the grip of evil, and Jesus came to tie up the strong man and set us all free. Interestingly, Jesus rarely asked when. He preferred to ask who and how and why. Questions invite conversation. They hope for a response. They demonstrate curiosity and relationship. Jesus was a fantastic questioner. And this church, of course, is named for the Apostle Thomas, the disciple who famously questioned the resurrection. We'll talk more about him next week. Thomas has gotten a bad rap over the centuries for his questioning mind, but he was just doing what Jesus did. Be curious, invite conversation, make people think, ask. And so if we are to be like Jesus, maybe we should ask some questions too. Now, at a very basic level, many of us were taught that asking questions is polite manners. If you don't probe too deeply, asking questions demonstrates care and interest in someone. Asking questions was one of the ways that Jesus showed love and concern for others. And so by all means, let's be curious about one another, try to avoid making assumptions about individuals or groups, seek first to understand rather than be understood. But I think Jesus invites us to go deeper. And so here are four kinds of questions I believe followers of Jesus can and should ask at times in our lives if we want to be like Jesus. So first, followers of Jesus should question authority. Political, academic, scientific, ecclesiastical, informal, formal, all kinds, question it all. People with power should be questioned. Trustworthy people want to be questioned. If someone believes they are acting for their common good or their research is solid, they will cherish the chance to explain their plans and actions. Jesus often questioned the religious authorities of his day. Sometimes they weren't able to answer or they refused to answer, which revealed something about them. So question authority and beware of those who refuse to answer. And second, followers of Jesus should question what we've been taught. At each stage of life, our minds can only grasp so much. Years and experience will teach us more. So Jesus often said, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you." He invited people to question what they thought they knew and follow him to a wider and deeper experience of faith. So question what you think you know and be open to learning something new. Third, followers of Jesus need to question ourselves. Jesus went through a time of testing in the wilderness at the start of his ministry. The tempter's challenges helped him clarify the kind of life and ministry he was called to offer. But we don't have to wait for a tempter. We can ask ourselves, what are my deepest values, and am I living up to them? Am I reacting from a centered place or an anxious place? Am I truly and deeply loving God and neighbor? Am I offering my best? Questioning ourselves helps us value life and live with greater intention and care. And finally, followers of Jesus may at times question God, and that is a faithful thing to do. So many things in this world do not make sense to us. And we wonder at times if God sees and cares. We may wonder at times why the wicked seem to prosper, why good people suffer, why God does not fix it in the ways that we want. And so when you feel that way, please, please follow the example of Jesus on the cross and let it all out. Shout with Jesus from your own cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was standing on solid spiritual ground in that awful moment. He was quoting Psalm 22, the words of a faithful person before him. A question is itself an act of faith. It's an invitation to stay in relationship. It says, "I believe, but God, help my unbelief." So on this Easter morning, friends, remember, the first thing the resurrected Christ did was ask a question, two. So don't be afraid of your questions. They may be the power of the risen Christ at work in you. If you know this one, sing along with me. Ask and it shall.